Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. 2 days from now, President Trump's expected to have left the White House just before Joe Biden's inauguration. He has until then to issue presidential pardons or shorten federal prison sentences.
Watch for a flurry of pardons from the president during his final hours in the Oval Office. The New York Times reports lobbyists are collecting fees from convicted felons, acting as liaisons to the president.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The website for the social media service Parler is back online with a new host, but users still can't use the mobile apps to communicate.
A little more than a week ago, Parler was suspended from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store because of its failure to implement a content moderation plan to deal with violent threats. Amazon followed suit, suspending it from its web hosting service, which essentially shut down the platform until it could find another web host. The app is still not available, but Parler's CEO John Mates says he expects it to be back up by the end of the month.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, we've got some pretty nice weather to talk about and lots of sunshine. Still a little breezy. High temperature up to about 56. The normal high, by the way, is 57. Clear, cold again tonight. We'll be close to the freeze mark. I have us 33 right around dawn tomorrow morning. Warming trend begins tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s with sunshine. Mid-60s. Nice day Wednesday. Rain returns Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialist, C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-447. Or like us on Facebook.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
And how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm laying out plans for getting back in shape. Been getting beefy over the holidays and laying out plans. You know, it's not New Year's resolutions. I've learned that New Year's resolutions are meant to be broken. And for me, it's more, okay, take the good habits you've built up over the last few years and just double down on the good habits. And then maybe introduce something new. And that's what's in the cards for me as we see this changing of the guard and of the power structure there in D.C. Though, even with Trump in charge, the power structure didn't really change that much, unfortunately. So I think we all learned the hard way. But Joe Biden to be sworn in on Wednesday, surrounded by multiple layers of fencing, thousands of National Guard and Capitol Police, and it's mostly still going to be a virtual event. So Biden will be sworn in, and we'll see where things go from there. Apparently, he's going to do a lot of different executive orders, try to get back into the Paris Climate Accord, which is just...
To get back in that, don't we just have to buy our way back in?
Yeah, Trump pulled out with an executive order. You can get back in with an executive order. But I think that sort of global governance model is the complete wrong way. Say, for the sake of argument, you completely... by the threat of climate change.
Okay.
The way to deal with climate change is present to me, to every person, mm-hmm. every company, every country, a menu of all sorts of little things you can do to accomplish goals. And a lot of it's innovation. It sounds like a joke, but it's true. You plant trees, you can solve a lot of the problem. And, you know, when nations become wealthier, they like to green. It's simple, practical things you can actually accomplish like that. This idea of a global model where you redistribute wealth around the globe for developing countries who get to pollute more as you completely shut down certain parts of the U.S. economy. It's more global governance. And to me, it sounds like just another chance for global control, not actually solving the damn problem. And what do you know? Even after Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, the U.S. cut emissions by more than what the Paris Accord called for. And you know what? It was by fracking. Innovation. Oh, but fracking's a great evil as well. Oh, good God, these
people. The frack you talking about?
272-9228. Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Little Scroob.
Oh, Snotty beat me up twice last night. It was wonderful.
I give you the raspberry. Man, I'm telling you, that's a classic. Earlier, you guys had asked about, you were talking about coups, military coups.
Yeah.
That's been a while back, right?
Hell yeah.
Right. Something that is in, I say, recent history, it was the Liberian. There were actually two phases of the coup situation there in Liberia. Count it, 80 and shoot up to 92 or something like that. I met one of the refugees that was 5 years old when his mother got him out of Monrovia to come to the United States to get out of there. 600,000 something people died in that military coup. And the leader who attacked the legitimate government in the coup to start with, there's a photo of him standing there at the Pentagon here, outside the Pentagon, with our beloved Caspar Weinberger, who at the time was, and Weinberger was also indicted for, let me think, what was that, giving missiles to Iran. Oh, yeah. So all this stuff is just crazy how it works.
And when you look at the civil wars and the atrocities that went on there in Liberia, I mean, I've seen documentaries that cover, pardon me the name, but General Butt Naked. And the name, you know, the name kind of makes you giggle a little bit, but the guy engaged child soldiers, human sacrifice, cannibalism.
Yes, child soldiers. Samuel Doe. Samuel Doe came and overthrew the legitimate government first. And that's one thing he did, is run around and give a 13-year-old an AK-47 and a handful of grenades and teach them how to be little children soldiers. And that was a very, very bad go around. And I didn't know if that's what the earlier caller was referencing, because there's been so many military coups in Africa. But Monrovia, right. You know, the destruction that happened there, and then in other countries, it's just, we got to stop this mess. And that's why I'm so glad to see that we hopefully will not undo what's going on now with the Abraham Accords. I would love to see peace in the Middle East start with the Abraham Accords.
And isn't that a fantastic name?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Absolutely. The two sons, Ishmael and Isaac, historically, it just ties it all together. And if they could make that work, it would be so great. I pray for peace in Israel. And mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
But still, I'm sorry. Hail Scroob.
Thanks, Crawdad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always good when the world's going a little crazy to watch just a good old Mel Brooks movie. Spaceballs is one of the best.
I love Spaceballs.
Blazing Saddles. But Jack's favorite, Young Frankenstein.
No, the best is History of the World Part 1.
That is?
That's by far the best one? Yeah, by far.
Okay.
Do the Ethiopian Shuffle.
I think I've only seen that one like once.
Oh, dude.
So I need to rewatch it. I can't quote that one like the other.
Oh, man. Is that Roman Reds? Yeah, it's a great movie.
Though, in this politically correct world, especially like Blazing Saddles, if they ever play that on TV, they just can't. They edit the hell out of it.
Well, what was that movie? Crap. I can't think of it now. Iron Man did, but he played a black guy. It's just recent. Just a few years ago.
Oh, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Right. Downey Jr. came on a talk show probably about a year ago, and they asked him, do you think you could make that movie today?
No.
And he said, heck no.
No.
No way in the world. He said, not only could I not make it, I wouldn't make it.
Yeah, but it was such a funny concept, making fun of actors who go too far. So
exactly.
The joke is on how offensive it is. But you're right. It couldn't be made today, but they play that up in the movie itself, which mm-hmm. is, but yeah, it's, things are just changing so quickly that, and it's funny what is allowed and what isn't. It's like gratuitous violence and sex. Yeah, that's fair game.
That's all day long. Yeah,
but don't say the bad words. Don't mm-hmm. say the naughty words.
Well, and don't offend.
Have you seen that Book of the Month Club ad?
No. Book of the
this
Month.
This woman is picking out. It's like five guys. And she's like talking about staying power and who's longer than the. I mean, it's
what?
Way over the damn top.
Yeah.
What Book of the Month Club are you talking about, man?
It's called Book of the Month .com. And it's. Well, I see it on because I watch a lot of crime shows. So, anyway, it's pretty racy. I don't mean that racially.
It really sounds like it is, Jack. It's an adult Book of the Month Club.
Because I love our sponsors, but just from some of the national ads we play, mm-hmm. like the Hims brand.
Yeah.
It used to be this sort of, you know, Bob Dole, like this sort of beating around the bush sort of thing,
yeah.
like to get to the point. It's like, no, do you
Not
have
no
ED?
More.
That's
right. Like, it's
straight just straightforward, straight yeah. to the point. And I guess that's a good thing, but then there's all sorts of new taboos being created every day. Another point to Crawdad's call there, though, and this is what frustrates me about the so-called establishment, the so-called center, middle-of-the-road politicians up there. Like we've been saying, and many have been saying, Trump is a symptom of the resentment and distrust generally in the population. Trump is not the cause. Now, did he make that distrust and resentment go away? No.
By no means.
No, he played into it. But it is when the center, the middle of the road, the establishment starts to fail and continues to sell out the country, both on the left and the right, that I really worry about. That's how radicals nobody really wants, take over. So they need to get their house in order. I'm not going to hold my breath. I think they're going to go along the same glide path on autopilot like they were before. But if they continue down this path, it's not going to get better. And, you know, I look at my generation, you know, I'm a 32-year-old man, and I see the amount of debt they're taking out. I see the policies they're pursuing. in relation to, say, China or other parts of the world and how they're giving up all sorts of freedoms worldwide that will affect us here. It's just unconscionable. And I would like some of the geriatrics currently running things, excuse me, pardon me. It's not so much that they're old, it's that they're incompetent and that they've gotten good at, you know, staying there, bringing back the bacon. We all love the bacon in Alabama. Mm-hmm. We like the Space Command here. We like it when Richard Shelby brings things home. But on the bigger issues beyond bringing home the bacon, what is that class, that generation doing ruling D.C.? And that's where I truly am worried. It's bigger than any one politician, bigger than Pelosi or McConnell, Trump or Biden. It's big trends, big issues that continue to go, well, unanswered. And they're just continuing to kick the can down the road. But we'll see as the new Biden administration comes in. And I think Chris V, who's been calling us for years, he makes a really good point. And I'll be interested to see what does the Alabama legislature really get done this year. I mean, do we want them to even
come
back
in
session?
Did they do anything last year? So do we have to
pay them? No, they passed the bare bones stuff. They got the budgets and they got out of town.
Do we have to pay them?
Yeah, still, unfortunately. Mm. But then what is going to happen here with the city of Montgomery? I think a lot of the mayor's plans were put on the back burner because of the pandemic.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, I've given the mayor the benefit of the doubt in the sense that it was this crazy, you know, what a crazy first year for any politician. But we'll see how the city council acts. We'll see this. There will be a race to fill in Tracy Larkin's seat. May he rest in peace. There should be some action here locally as well. So there's going to be a lot of things to focus on this year as we really get into it. And I tend to believe that the national conversation too often poisons our local conversations. And maybe if we can be proud of being, you know, Montgomeryans or part of the River Region, or being proud of being an Alabamian first. Now, I heard the other day Ben Shapiro say Alabamans.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Tommy Tuberville. And I know there are a lot of, you know, folks, especially, you know, good liberal left-wing writers who are saying, oh, Tuberville's such an embarrassment. Mo Brooks is such an embarrassment. All these things.
How?
And an embarrassment to whom? And that's what really kind of drives me crazy. I could really give a damn what the Washington Post or the New York Times thinks.
Thank you.
Seriously. Like, I'm tired of, like, what does Chuck Todd of Meet the Press say?
Like, well, like Tuberville said, well, I think, you know, with all that's going on, they need to delay the inauguration. Well, all the writers went nuts about, it's provided for constitutionally. That, you know, what an idiot. And then he made some comment about the three branches of government were the House, the Senate, and the executive, instead of saying the judiciary and the, you know. And Yeah, they've taken after him, but he'll iron all those kinks out soon.
Right.
You know.
Well, and he gets to be senator for 6 years, and he'll learn the ropes, and he'll also learn that's the name of the game, especially for the National Press Corps, is they'll take any little thing and want to embarrass you, especially if you're not rowing in the right direction by their standards. So we'll see where it goes, but I'm happy to see new blood up there in D.C. And, yeah, saying that about the three branches of government was a mistake. That's a mess up. I think Senator Coach Tuberville would understand, probably is bad. But we do this too often. We've done it, everybody in politics, and generally, when you look at social media, too many people see one statement by a person or maybe one mistake in a person's life, and that's the measure of that man right then and there. And
well, I can't tell you how many times I've misspoken on this radio show over the years.
Same here.
You know, I mean, what the hell? We're all humans.
Right. And we have to have more of a path to redemption, reconciliation going forward. This cancel culture, that's the worst part. It's like everybody gets called out for being a sinner. Well, at least in Christianity, you can, you know, atone. Yeah. You can be forgiven. You can have a path back to, you know, being brought into the fold.
You can, Christianity you can, but in the public eye, it's a little bit harder than that.
Oh, right. Somebody told me today that over the weekend, Biden was talking. He got so confused, he just walked off the set. And I didn't see it. He's supposed to send it to me. But anyway, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Will this be a big, robust first year for President Biden, or will it be his, convalescence? In the public eye, we'll see. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy.
Hey, guys. Hey, wasn't it Al Gore that couldn't spell potato?
No, it was Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle, yeah. That's a classic one right there. And Mr. 52 States, who was that?
57.
57 was Obama.
That was Obama, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't make a big deal.
My favorite of Trump's was when he was during the campaign this past year. He's on that town hall with George Stephanopoulos. He's asked about the pandemic and COVID-19. He's like, "Well, George, you're going to have to work towards herd mentality." that's not right, Mr. President.
Hey, one of Joe's favorite, my favorite was it's Super Thursday. Go out and vote. Mm. Oh, I mean Tuesday. Hell, it begins with a T. Who cares? It ends with a Y.
Shouldn't be making fun of old folks like that. That's just sad.
I make fun of myself.
Yeah, you are old. Good point.
I make fun of Jack.
Well, I did learn a long time ago, if you can't laugh at yourself, make fun of other people.
One exactly. of my favorites, though, was what Joey told us that Buttigieg said about, I've always loved transportation.
Yeah, it can't just be like, I need to get a position in D.C. to network and to get to know the bureaucracy.
I mean, it's kind of like saying, I used to have a little railroad set when I was a kid.
Right, they always got to come up with some dopey origin story.
Sometimes they're better off not saying and keeping their mouth shut,
And I proposed to my husband in an airport terminal.
What does that have to do with transportation?
But I love trains.
Hey, I called two things. First thing is, it wasn't at the left years and years ago, Jack, that used to always protect and defend our First Amendment rights and cared about our civil liberties and everything. And now,
it was really funny how Democrats historically,
right?
And all the courts,
the AFL-CIO,
the
American Civil Liberty Union, right?
That freedom of expression is an implied form of freedom of speech.
Absolutely. In the 60s and 70s, remember?
But now they're trying to rob the right of any kind of public First disagreement Amendment. With leftist policies. It's hilarious.
So we, if we disagree, we're labeled first, we were called by Hillary, deplorables?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're what? We're all domestic terrorists because we disagree with them?
Right.
And here's another thing that cracks me up. Every time I drive by the Southern Poverty Law Center, they got a guy, a guard that walks around 24/7 out there, 365. You know what I'm talking about, right, Jack?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, and they got the barricade of these bomb blast doors and everything, like something after a federal building, Desert Shield, Desert Storm or something. And they manifest this fake scenario that they're going to be attacked, which is so unrealistic and so stupid. It's pathetic. Same thing's happening in D.C. The White House gets attacked three or four days in a row, the White House? They try to get onto the White House.
Oh, yeah, there's always some...
Where was the National Guard out there? Where were the dogs? Where were the razor blade, barbed wire? I mean, this stuff is... And then locally, oh, God. We're gonna stop classes and schools and everything because of possible fake riots. And, it's getting out of control.
I know the courthouse is closed today. Of course, it is a... Federal.
It's closed every day where they.
They're going to be closed tomorrow and Wednesday. I'm like, what the hell?
What?
It's a vacation day.
Exactly. I bet it is a paid vacation day.
I guarantee they're getting paid.
Well,
they're getting paid.
And there's so many, Soldier Boy, to one of your points, is that people point out the hypocrisy of the left. Like, I thought you all used to stand for civil liberties. There are a few who still do, like an Alan Dershowitz types, but he's few and far between. But. The hypocrisy's built in. It's a virtue. Like, here's a great quote. It explains so much. When I am weaker than you, I ask you for freedom because that is according to your principles. When I am stronger than you, I take away your freedom because that is according to my principles. So they will constantly play on these ideas.
I think there's going to be sporadic violence. Okay. during that, and it's all going to be set up by BLM, and we're going to have this, wearing their Donald Trump shirts and carrying American flags and everything, just to promote and manifest their thoughts and ideas of what Trump people are at. I mean, these people are not going to stop.
Well, and at the 2017 inauguration, over 200 people were arrested for vandalism, destruction of property, and I mean, it's just the nature.
And I got to give law enforcement some props, man. I tell you, they're so intense on trying to find Trumpsters or anybody even related with a Trump shirt on to arrest. But man, where was their intensity when all these other federal buildings were being attacked during summer?
Right.
I didn't hear the media bragging about, well, we're gonna fight. I'm that one guy at FBI. We know who you are. We're coming knocking on your door. We're coming to get you. I'm like, okay, that's great. That sounds really great. You're defending the Constitution and our law and our written laws. But where the hell were you during the summertime? We're just gonna sit back and let them do it, huh?
Where were you when Hunter Biden was?
2 years
left. No. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, the guy in the Viking suit has been denied bail.
Oh, wow.
Because he... Well, he's crazy as a S-house rat.
He really is.
And But he wanted Trump to pardon him, you know.
No, there's more video that's come out of him. And no, the guy walking through the halls, actually in the House chamber, the dude is off his rocker.
Yeah.
Like, can tell there's something very much off there. Soldier Boy, I got to run. Appreciate
you. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Real quick. Who's that guy that leaked out the stories and everything? I think that Mr. Trump needs to go ahead and pardon him. What's his name? What's his name?
Oh, Assange?
Assange, yeah. What do you think about that?
No, I think let's go with Assange, Ross Ulbricht, and Edward Snowden. Let's just do all three.
Absolutely, I agree.
I think you should do all three and then invite him. Y'all come stay with me for a while.
In Scotland. Let's go golfing. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Soldier Boy.
All right, guys.
Later, buddy.
Let's go to... okay, well, we have a caller here who wants to talk to Jack, but of course he's...
Jack's arguing with the mailman right now.
Yeah. We'll hit a quick break.
Okay.
Hopefully get Jack back here and then come back to B and others at 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views on... Well, it certainly is a Monday and a holiday. You can just feel it in the air.
Yeah, you can.
It's always good for people to take a little time off.
Heck yeah, dude.
We'll be right back.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yep, there's old Richard Grinnell making the point, I think, that became obvious to a lot of folks. Walls work for politicians in D.C. Yeah, you better believe it. Goodness. 272-9228. Let's talk to B. Now, B, you were looking to talk to Jack.
I'll talk to you.
Okay. How are you, ma'am?
Okay, I just wanted Jack's perspective on something that I knew he would make it whimsical, probably. Anyway.
I'll try to channel him then.
Okay.
And his whimsy.
Okay. I do not watch the news. I'd be like the Viking person. I mean, I'd be crazy as a bat too if I watched the news all the time. But I have seen enough this morning and yesterday to know that this is going to be a real problem when all these Central Americans hit our border. They're on their way. I want to know what Joe Biden's going to do. He was one of the 15 that raised his hand and said, yes, I will give them everything they want. I will let them in, give them free everything. Who's going to confront him on that?
Maybe a few in the right-wing press, maybe a few Republican politicians, but honestly, so many of the folks up there, they probably won't even cover the caravans. And, you know, I look at those folks going up and trying to come up when they see what's on the table with the Biden administration. It's completely self-interest. I don't, you know, fault them. I fault the folks who are saying, come on in.
And, of course.
And here, actually, B, I believe, one second here, I'm going to put you back on hold because... Jack, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I had to move rooms. We got stuff going on over here.
B, you got Jack on the phone.
Do I have to repeat everything again?
She was asking about, you know, these caravans, Jack, coming up from Central America. Who's going to point this out? Who's going to stop the Biden administration from just letting everybody in?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. Is there going to be a battle at the border? I don't know.
Well, they are.
Well, Jack, the thing is, do you remember when the Democrat group was on the stage and they were asked, what are you going to do about the immigrants? Are you going to give them free this, free that? And everybody raised their hand except Biden, and he sheepishly looked around and said, oh, I didn't raise my hand, and then he raised his hand. So he said he's going to give them free everything. What do you think he's going to do when they hit the border?
They're on their way.
And
they're picking
up—they're
picking up more Central Americans as they come through. So there could be a million people.
Well, are the Border Patrol people going to be able to say, "Well, you know, can he by executive order allow them in?" That's the question. If not, then there's going to be a clash at the border, and it could get bloody. We don't know. I mean, you know, if these guys are saying, "Hey, federal law does not allow your coming in here if you're not documented and if you're not, you know, have your proper paperwork and all that."
And don't forget that there are thousands of the Mexican military also stationed on the border to stop this sort of thing. It'll be interesting to see what President AMLO of Mexico does.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about this, and I thought, you know, this is maybe his first real test. Because the Democrats are for tearing down the wall that Donald Trump did. So there you go. I think the Central Americans are just thinking, he said we could come in. He said everything was going to be free.
Well, Fox News is reporting that the Guatemalan security forces are clashing with those migrants right now. And that the Biden team did put a notice out to them that said, basically, yeah, we said all that, but now's not a good time. We'll let you know when it's a good time to come.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Well, anyway, I just wondered what the perspective that you all had, because I thought this was going to be a good test.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. You have a good day, B.
272-9228. This part of News and Views, in fact, the whole hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, if you haven't refinanced in a while. I mean, what are you waiting for? We've been telling you about Alabama Home Mortgage now for months, over a year. And Kim Williams has saved so many of our listeners hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment. And they get to skip up to two payments.
Two payments, baby.
When you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe cut down on the duration of the loan, whether you're looking to relieve financial, that money stress, get it off your back, or you're looking to reinvest back into yourself or your property. It's always a good way to do it by refinancing that current mortgage, especially you veterans out there with a VA home loan. Alabama Home Mortgage can make sure that rate goes down very low through the EARL program. It is a benefit that you earn through your service. Why not take advantage of it? And also, first-time home buyers. So maybe you've been renting your whole life. Think about buying now. Alabama Home Mortgage, they have your guides, whether it's Kim Williams or Madeline. They can walk you through the whole home buying process from a pre-approval letter all the way to closing day. There is a difference in mortgage lenders, folks. There is a difference. Did I say that right, Jay?
You did.
There is a difference in mortgage companies.
They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat in pricing here in the state of Alabama. It just cannot be beat. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, we've got some pretty nice weather to talk about and lots of sunshine. Still a little breezy. High temperature up to about 56. The normal high, by the way, is 57. Clear, cold again tonight. We'll be close to the freeze mark. I have us 33 right around dawn tomorrow morning. Warming trend begins tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s with sunshine. Mid-60s. Nice day Wednesday. Rain returns Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228.
Oh, what a night.
What will a Biden administration bring? We'll see. A lot of executive orders have a 100-day plan. And will all of this be derailed by this push to impeach Donald Trump, even though he won't be president anymore? Actually,
that's the damnedest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It really is bizarre. It really is. And they've got to confirm. They're like, well, one half of the day we can do the trial, and the other half we can get, you know, Biden's appointees confirmed. It's like, no. So much unity.
So, Joey, let's say, can they impeach you as Citizen Joey?
No.
They're impeaching him as Citizen Trump?
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying.
Just curious.
No, I should never be invited to speak in front of Congress because I'd make them use that jail they actually have down there. like contempt of Congress. You want to see contempt?
Actually, that one's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
The Ripley Street Motel here, not so much. Would not stay again.
Now, I'm just waiting one of these days. Some witness in front of Congress, some committee is going to go off, and it's going to be glorious. And we need to have that person's back when that day does come. 272-9228. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Bill?
So, Eddie, you're saying the Ritz-Carlton on Ripley is not a good place to be housed?
Would not recommend. A little bit of an overcrowding. Bring your own blanket.
Well, for the young lady that called in.
Say what, Jack?
Pardon me? Haven't they moved their municipal jail to Madison Avenue across from Crampton Bowl?
Not last time I visited.
They're calling it the municipal jail.
What was that, Eddie?
A few years ago. Been a few years. Even though you live in the South, you should not pee outside in public.
That's all according to where you're at, Eddie.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
I thought that was encouraged in Titus.
Well, it is in Titus, not so much in Montgomery.
No, it's on North Ripley Street now, yeah.
Yeah, Ripley Street Motel, baby.
Yeah.
So, discretion is the better part of valor, they say. Anyway, I was calling in for the young lady that was asking about the aliens coming in. You know, I think if you look at this from a practical standpoint, with COVID and the big case that the Democrats have built up on COVID, it's probably going to be April or May before we see COVID go away and kind of not be mentioned so much and talked about. I'll bet my crystal ball says that COVID will go away under the Biden's first year of administration. So that's going to take a little bit of time, but Trump has built up ICE to the point where you can't just go out and tell them to stand down. Let everybody in because there's too many witnesses. So they're probably going to have to furlough and transfer a lot of those officers. How would you like to be a ICE agent in Arizona and get sent to Milwaukee as a policeman?
Oh, thank you.
I bet it happens.
I bet they
get furloughed up there because some of these Democrat cities, I read somewhere where Milwaukee has 3,500 jobs for officers. They've had that much retirement and that many people quit. 3,500. So it's going to take a little while, but I'm sure that in a short time, the borders will be open. And you will see, she said millions. One of the last things I read, I believe they estimated 30 million every 2 years was what was coming in under Obama. That's a heap of people.
Can we at least charge a gate fee or something?
Yeah, you would think. But the interesting thing is a lot of those illegal aliens were coming into Canada and just coming across the border. The ones that had money that could.
Well, and on immigration, this is a problem that's been staring the country in the face for a while. It's one of these long-term trends I was talking about earlier. And I'm all for, as Trump once said, a big, beautiful door, like have very generous legal immigration program, especially for, basic services that a lot of Americans aren't doing. One thing I would look into reforming is this kind of H-1B visa program. What a lot of universities do is they get these folks, from India and China on these visas, and they put these folks to work for essentially free. And it ruins a lot of high-skilled, highly educated Americans' opportunities to get paid or even have a position. And it's this sort of farce that, oh, Americans aren't good at math and science and engineering. Oh, give me a break.
Come on.
Give me a break.
Well,
we'll see.
You know, I don't have a problem with legal immigration. I mean, I'm not a Native American. I've got
right
blonde hair, blue eyes. So, you know, I wasn't. My ancestors were probably not from this country. But they did come into this country, and they came in the old-fashioned way through Ellis Island. And we have gotten so far away from that. And it's easy to understand how parts of Minnesota and Michigan are becoming Muslim countries.
Michigan,
it's easy to see.
Yeah.
It's easy to see. You know, when 9/11 happened, millions of people said, we'll never forget. We will never forget what happened in New York. And how many Muslim senators and congressmen do we have? People's memory got pretty short. And the scary thing about it, they don't even hide it. But they get elected. So, you know, you can be part of a terrorist group looking for a jihad 1 year, and 3 years later run for a position in the Senate or Congress and get it. So,
or you could be, you know, the head of the Saudi government and get sold hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Better yet, you can be a terrorist group or terrorist community and get C-130s with pallet loads of money delivered to you free of charge.
Well, it really is quite something, though, that we're now, what, 19 years after 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
That there hasn't been another major attack like that. It is truly, I think, partly good work, partly luck. There have been, of course, you know, like in San Bernardino, the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, you've had those sorts of events. Like the guy with the truck in New York a few years back. But nothing the size of 9/11, thank God. And let's keep it that way.
But if you keep it on a lower scale, you can keep doing things. Look at the shooting in Pensacola Air Base. Look at the one out right in Fort Hood, Texas.
Right.
So it's same thing, different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of COVID, my wife tested positive last Thursday, and I tested positive last Friday.
Bill, are you going to get me COVID through the phone?
Well, hopefully not, because I talk to a lot of people every day.
Are you all right? You sound all right. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I've got some issues because I had a heart attack a year ago.
Oh.
Had triple bypass surgery, but my symptoms have been very mild. My wife's has been a little worse. She's actually getting the infusion right now. Interesting enough, I don't qualify for it.
How's that?
Because, well, it's a long story, and I want to get it out on the air because people have to know that there is a procedure that has to be followed, and if you do not follow that procedure, the infusion centers are closed on weekends. The test centers are closed on weekends. So if you get sick on Thursday or Friday, you've lost 4 days of your 10-day window to get the test results and to qualify for infusion.
Wow.
And I'm in that category where I can't qualify now. I'm too close to my 10 days to get the results back, and they don't take a rapid test. It has to be the prolonged 3-day PCT test.
Mm-hmm.
PCR.
Yeah.
So with you, Bill, are they just telling you, you know, sit home, take it easy?
Tough luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. They finally put me on some steroids and some antibiotics and stuff like that. But it's basically good. The good part of that is I'm going to have antibodies now for 3 to 5 months. Bad news is if I get a worse strain, then, you know, I guess I could get sicker.
Yeah.
But I've got some phone calls to make. The procedure for COVID testing and getting the infusions, nobody knows the ground rules.
They're kind of just making them up,
okay? You can't. Well, somebody knows them, but what is it I'm trying to say? The disbursement of that information is very slow coming. We went to the ER Saturday morning. Nobody in the ER. I mean, absolutely nobody. We were two of the three people there. Told them what was going on, what we needed, and they said, yeah, we don't do that here. You have to go to an infusion center.
Oh, wow.
And you have to have a doctor's order. And we had, I can actually, if I had y'all's phone number, I could text you a copy of the guidelines. And when we tried to get in touch with the infusion centers, they're all closed on weekends.
Right.
It seems stupid.
So depending on what day you have symptoms and what day you realize you have COVID, it matters greatly. If it's not like on a Monday, Monday or Tuesday, you're screwed. Because the closer it gets to the weekend, then you got two weekends involved in it.
Well, Bill, keep in touch with us. I gotta run. I gotta hit this break. But keep in touch with us, and Godspeed.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Bill.
272-9228. Not out of the woods yet.
Not quite.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. I can't believe this is real, but apparently Biden's transition team has revealed there's a very real fear that members of the National Guard who supported President Trump might go after or kill Biden during the inauguration. So they've asked commanders to confiscate all ammo and magazines from the soldiers.
Okay, so who's...
What in the world?
Going to be hand-to-hand combat if somebody attacks them now? So you don't trust your own soldiers? Are you sure you're that legitimately elected if you don't trust your own soldiers?
The transition team apparently asked if it would be possible to determine which soldiers voted in GOP primaries or have contributed...
Oh, no.
Part of my gut goes, that can't be real. That's over the top. That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's Big Brother stuff right there, man. Yep. Big time.
272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Clint.
Hey, watching Mike Huckabee last night. Who is the constitutional lawyer? Alan Dershowitz? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Huckabee asked him about this new impeachment and if he would support the president this time. He said, well, I don't need to. And you can bring it up. I'm sure you can go back and look at it. He stated that Congress has already broke six constitutional items.
Right.
He said, what they have done is they can't do it. He said, my recommendation to President Trump is go ahead and leave office. And they bring it up when he's out of office, take it to the court, and it will be thrown out. Simple as that. That was his advice.
No, and Dershowitz is a smart man to listen to on these matters.
Mm-hmm.
Actually thought his defense in the first impeachment was a pretty darn good one. And Giuliani is saying, I'm not going to defend the president in any impeachment. I think they're not even going to give it a defense, any sort of response.
That's what Dershowitz said. He said, don't give a defense. You don't need one.
Right.
So that was encouraging. And also on CBS News, I don't know if you saw it, they brought up one of the first things, one of the other first things Biden plans to do is shut down the pipeline.
Yeah, saw that.
The Keystone Pipeline guys. Well, I'm going to fund it with green energy. We'll be zero emissions by 2030. Don't shut us down.
Well, I mean, you've got people going. That is such a ridiculous decision. You've got people at work. It's working. So now you're fixing to shut it down, so you're fixing to unemploy people.
Yes.
Energy prices are already, I don't know if anybody's noticed, they're creeping up. We're over $2 a gallon on gas. It goes up about every 3 days now. This is ludicrous. This is why I don't like politicians trying to do budgetary work. They're used to not working within a budget. They're used to just having an empty checkbook. You can write whatever you want.
Yep. And what you guys said earlier about taking ammo guns from the guardsmen.
Yeah, isn't that stupid, Clint?
Don't be surprised if it happens. I'm telling you, don't from here on, don't be surprised on anything that happens.
It's beyond ludicrous.
Well, Clint, I
keep the faith. All right, keep the faith, guys.
Take care, Clint.
Have a good day.
You too, brother.
272-9228. Final hour of News and Views.